Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported, hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties. I'm Antonia. I'm 13, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Gina. I'm 14, Woo-hoo! And I'm from Hudson.
Yeah, happy belated birthday.
Thanks.
Happy belated birthday, Gina.
Yay. Amazing.
And I'm Emily.
Hi,
and I'm an adult, and I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and did not recently have a birthday.
Congratulations.
Happy birthday, Gina.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Happy birthday.
She really did it.
And guess what? if you're someone out there who's, like, out there, and it's your birthday today.
That's a lot of people.
and it's your birthday today, we could say happy birthday to you, too.
Yeah, happy birthday, boys and girls.
Oh, but Gina, guess what? You're 14 now, so let me tell you something. There's this author, and their name is, like, Michael something, something, something. And when they were 14, they published their book. Well, like, they wrote it. They wrote it when they were 14, and then it was published by the time they were, like, 15. And so I think that that's really cool, and so now you should also be like that.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. If Ingrid...
yes.
...would hurry up, but, you know, okay.
I'm also... in the process of writing a different book.
Yes, ooh, me too. Like, two other ones, but, you know.
Yeah, me too. I'm on, like, the 15th chapter with, like, 18
how long are
pages
the
in between each chapter.
Whoa. We are bound by books. Yeah.
It's true. And we're here every Monday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that thing, right.
From 3:34.
Yeah,
that. In case you didn't know.
Yeah, we're...
We hope you do.
That was funny. Oh, yeah, I'll give that speech right now, okay?
Oh, you want to give a speech?
Yeah.
Cool.
So, Emily, Gina, sometimes Ingrid, sometimes Moshi, sometimes Babuda, previously Quinn, and previously Maddie, are here... every Monday from 3:30 to 4 talking about books. Books we love, books we're currently reading,
all that good stuff.
Yay.
I saw Mahmood at the book fest.
Me too. And she said hello.
I see her every day.
I saw Ingrid at the book fest.
I saw Ingrid and she said, I have to go give waters to people. Goodbye.
Do you know who else I saw at the book fest?
Who?
You.
Oh, I saw and you too. I didn't see Gina, but yeah. I might have been.
She probably built, in
she
a
built
costume.
A teepee.
Yeah, I built a teepee. Yeah.
When I came to the book fest, there was no teepee, but there was a Gina and some other people.
When I came to the book fest,
when I left the book fest, there was a teepee.
When I came to the book fest, there was like half a teepee. And when I left, I didn't see it because I didn't walk past that part.
Oh.
But Emily has a really cool bag with cats on it.
Oh, yes.
So that made me very happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
They are bookish cats.
Bookish.
Because they're the mascots for a book company, distribution company.
Oh,
pretty
okay.
Cool.
You get all the bags, don't you, Emily?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes.
Does.
You must be a very good shopper because you save like 5 cents if you shop at Price Chopper and you bring your own bags.
Just think what I can do with all those nickels.
I know.
You can buy another
bag. I will buy the world. Ooh, that's a good idea. Buy a new bag. Save up my nickels in my bag fund.
Hooray. But you always like win new bags.
Just once.
No. You always do.
I sometimes have received free bags, but I think I've only won a free bag once.
Was I with you?
Mm-hmm.
But then you always get free bags and win free bags. You just have so many bags.
Sometimes I buy unfree bags, too.
Unfree. They're captured bags.
Just like my unfree books.
Mm-hmm.
I get free books. It's fun.
So, speaking of...
books!
Free books or unfree books... how was the book fest?
Fun! It was amazing.
Bookish.
Yes.
What was the best part?
For me, it was getting an autograph from Laura West and Adele Griffin.
Mm-hmm. Who wrote?
Adele Griffin wrote All You Never Wanted and some other books.
Picture of the Dead.
Yeah.
Tighter.
Stuff.
Some books for kids.
Yeah. And Laura West wrote Such a Pretty Girl, Leftovers, How It Ends, and Ordinary Beauty, and she's having a new book coming out in September, and I don't remember the name of it.
Very cool.
Wow.
How about you, Antonia? What were your highlights?
Well, I liked meeting the cool 14-year-old author.
He's not 14 cool. anymore,
he's
though,
not 14
right?
anymore. Now no. he's like 16. But he wrote it, the book, when he was like 14. And I bought his book, and then I read it. Well, I'm like more than halfway through now. But it's really cool and really good, and I'm very proud of this guy. I don't know why.
Yeah, I hugged him when I was in the kitty suit. Yeah.
He's probably
little
happy.
Did he know, it was Gina.
Yeah.
Yeah. He spelled my name wrong when he signed my book, but then I corrected him and then he got it right.
Yeah.
So it was all good.
He hasn't learned the author signing trick where you write it on a post-it first. So then you can make sure you get it right, and then you write it in the book.
Oh.
There were some authors doing that.
Really?
I was like, good job. You got this down.
That's pretty
cool.
But
he's a newbie.
Yeah.
So he'll get it.
For like 2 years.
And speaking of new bees, there was the bee author there again who wrote all those things about like bees. And I was like, hi, you like bees. And she's really into bees.
Oh, the lady with the funny hat on?
Yeah.
Allison Fermento.
Oh my gosh, I saw her.
Her books are very cute.
Because my mom used to own bees. And then, so yeah, I like bees.
Is that like a normal thing?
Yes. Bees are very important. If we don't have bees, we're all going to die.
We
and
don't have honey
like
or flowers.
Not doing very well.
I think so there were two people that had bee books.
Bee books?
I saw two books with bees.
Oh. You want to know what my other highlight was? It was super cool. Let me tell you about it, okay? I met these people and they were writing this book and it was hilarious. It was a spoof of The Very Hungry Caterpillar, and it was called The Very Hungry Zombie, and it made me laugh so hard because I always read The Very Hungry Caterpillar as a child, and then The Very Hungry Zombie was so funny, and I got a sticker from them, and it looked like the funniest book ever, and it was also funny, and I wanted to buy it because it was hilarious, but then I didn't. But it was so funny, oh my god. It was like, The Very Hungry Zombie was very hungry. On Monday, he ate one brain. And do you want to know what happened? For the author of that book, on the little, like, three things you didn't know about me or something, you know, on his little, like, card, one of the things was, I've never eaten brains, ... for lunch.
Did you ask him if he had ever had brains?
I didn't, because I only saw it when I was walking away, but it was very funny.
Some people do eat brains. Like, not hopefully brains. Not human brains, but
like animal brains.
But you can, yeah, you can get animal brains at some restaurants.
That's great,
I don't
Emily.
Know why
so
you
anyway.
Want to. But
maybe it's part of your diet.
What I think is funny is The Very Hungry Caterpillar, when you read it, it makes you kind of hungry.
Yeah.
Because the caterpillar eats some good food.
Mm-hmm. Like
the zombie
cream.
Book, not so much.
I've never even read that book.
And then he ate 5 rock stars. So funny. Oh.
Oh my gosh.
So anyway.
That was a fun event. Seems like a lot of people came out too.
Yeah,
which is nice.
Lots of people.
And I like seeing authors that I've met in the past again. And I like meeting new authors.
I was sad.
And my mom came and she had fun.
I met your mom.
You did.
Yeah, so did I.
That was really exciting, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that was probably the highlight of your day.
Yeah,
my mom.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I was sad because one of my favorite authors from last year wasn't there.
Who's that?
I have no idea what his name was, but he wrote Goth Girl Rising.
Oh, Barry Liga.
Yes, Barry Liga. He wasn't there, and I was like, hey, that wasn't very nice, because I missed him.
Aw.
And there was some other like random person there who was also very interesting, but they weren't Barry Liga, and I was very sad because I missed Barry Liga. But it was okay, because they were very hungry zombies and cute 16-year-old authors.
Do you want to send a message through the radio waves for Barry Liga?
Yes.
Go for it.
I want to say, hi, Barry Liga. You should come back next year, because we are all very sad because we missed you.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
And I
really
finally finished Game, and it was
did.
Awesome.
Wow.
And boy, did it have a cliffhanger.
And what was it about?
That was a sequel to I Hunt Killers, which I talked about on our last show, which is about the son of a serial killer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which was also by...
Yeah. So I Hunt Killers is the first book and Game is the second book. And I Hunt Killers ends with a bit of a cliffhanger, but it also, you could see it being a self-contained book where it just has sort of an open ending. But the second book is big, huge cliffhangers, Ooh. Multiple cliffhangers, where you know there has to be a third book. If it ended right now, it would be awful.
You would die of needing to know.
Barry, where's book three?
Is it going to be a trilogy, do you
But
know,
it's very exciting.
Or just more?
I'm not sure if it's a trilogy or if he's planning more. I assume it's going to be at least a trilogy.
It sounds so cool. I want to read it sometime.
It's scary.
Yeah. Very like it.
As you would assume with a serial killer book.
Yeah.
Which I'm not usually into.
Goth Girl Rising was really great, and I gave it to my friend, and she really liked it too. So, yeah, it made me happy. Even though it wasn't a very happy book, it still made me happy. And I haven't read it in a long time, so I don't know. But there were other authors there that were very like it.
Were there any... Did you find any books that you really want to read, aside from the one that you bought?
Nope. Well, I saw a couple, like this person that was there last year, of her books, but I don't remember what they were called, but they looked really cool. They were like up front. And I was sad because Jacqueline Woodson wasn't there this year either.
Mm-hmm.
But it was okay because there were lots of new people, too, with other books that looked really interesting. And there was also one person back from last year who wrote that book, like, Waters Meet.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want to read that book. And I was like, oh my goodness, I should buy this because I really wanted to read it last year, too. But then I didn't.
And she has a third book coming out. So she had Waters Meet and the Centaur's Daughter with her this year. And she said by next year she'll have the third book.
Wow. So she better come
exciting.
Back next year.
She's working on edits right now. Cool. So she submitted her first draft and then... Or I don't know if it was her first draft. It was her first submitted draft. And she got her feedback, and she said she had it in her car. She brought it in case she had downtime.
Wow.
But I don't think she did, because it was a busy day.
Yeah, so that book looked really cool that I wanted to read.
How about you, Gina? Did you see any books that you were excited about? I know you were in costume most of the day.
Yeah. But Laura West's book that was coming out in September, I don't know, she, like, explained it. But I don't really remember what it was about because I was so excited, like, all day. But, yeah, but it sounded really good to me at the time, so I'm guessing, yeah, that one.
Cool. I was excited about Invisibility, which is the new David Levithan and Andrea Kramer book.
Yeah.
And that wasn't even supposed to be out yet. I think it comes out this week.
Oh.
So it's sort of like if you got it on Saturday, it's a little sneak peek. That's exciting.
Oh, wait.
And they wrote the book together, so it's about... I assume that he wrote the male part and she wrote the female part, but I might be wrong. Mm-hmm. It may have alternated chapters in another way. But it's about a boy who's born invisible and a girl who's always wanted to be invisible. And I think it's a love story. A little paranormal love story.
I read
Sounds
a book,
fun.
Sort of David about Levithan's a girl great. That was born invisible. And... It made me happy, but at the same time, it was horrible and it made me so angry because I just finished reading Minder and the girl's mom was like, had telekinesis. And so they kept on using it and I kept on being like, in real life, that's not how it works, you stupid mom. But then I guess it was okay because it was just a book.
Yeah, I was also excited to see David Levithan's book Every Day.
It's so good.
Yeah, I want to read it so bad.
That was a great book.
Really?
My mom read it as homework for the book fest. She read it right up for the book fest.
Wow.
She's so good.
I'm so jealous.
Well, I'm excited too.
And then I bought Tighter by Adele Griffin too because I've read most of her teen books, but for some reason I missed that one. Mm-hmm. Like it came out at a time when I was really busy.
Yeah.
So she had it in paperback. I decided... We'll just go ahead and buy this, even though the library has a copy.
Paperbacks are good books. Paperback books make me happy.
I also bought a signature from her daughter. Her daughter was signing little cards. It was like, sign cards, you can get them, blah, blah, blah. I was like, ooh. No, first she was saying they were free, and then she tried to charge me $100. So I bought it for a quarter. I worked her down. It was a very good deal.
How old was this daughter?
I'd guess she's 5. I'm bad at estimating ages.
Oh, that's so cute.
She's like 4 or 5.
That's adorable.
That's cute.
Yeah, she's cute. But anyways, I see a book out in the studio. And yeah. I wonder if somebody wants to talk about it.
Okay, yes, I do. It's Stolen by Lucy Christopher. And first of all, I love the cover. It's so, like, simple. It has a little butterfly on it. Yeah. Okay. But it's about this girl who is in the airport. And her parents, she's supposed to be going somewhere with her parents. Bangkok, I think. Yeah, with her parents. And she goes to get coffee. And then there's this very attractive guy that buys her her coffee because all her money are from different currencies. And then he, like, kidnaps her because he puts drugs in her coffee. Shh. But, yeah. And so then they bring her all the way. He brings her, like, into the plane and stuff and disguises her as an older woman who was just drunk, apparently, quote, quote. But, yeah. And then he takes her to Australia. It's not really a big secret at all because, mm-hmm. you know, it's, like, first chapter. But, yeah. And he, like, and she, like, messes up a whole bunch of stuff in the bathroom. Cause, and she peed her pants. But, yeah. It's very interesting. My friend told me what happens at the end, but not all the things that happen. So, yeah, I don't want to say anymore.
So it's a work in progress at the yeah. moment. Is it very...
I want to read this book. I want to read it now.
Right now on the radio?
Right now, like, very second.
Yeah, that's from my ELA class.
Can you read the first paragraph on the radio?
I can. Can mm-hmm. I? Like, me, myself?
Can you?
Okay. It goes like this. There's a picture of a butterfly. Silhouette. It goes like this. You saw me before I saw you. In the airport that day in August, you had that look in your eyes, as though you wanted something from me, as though you'd wanted it for a long time. No one had ever looked at me like that before, with that kind of intensity. It unsettled me, surprised me. I guess those blue, blue eyes, icy blue, looking back at me as if I could warm them up. They're pretty powerful, you know, those eyes. Pretty beautiful, too. Oh, they're so cute.
Okay. But she's, like, writing to him, to her kidnapper, in a letter to explain, like, everything that she was feeling and stuff. So, yeah.
Oh, so it's like, hey, kidnapper, this is what I thought when you kidnapped me.
Yeah.
And how old is she?
She is 15.
And how old is the kidnapper?
I don't know yet.
I do not know. Is he like some 50-year-old creep, or
no.
is he like her
no,
age?
No, he's like in his 20s.
Oh, okay, that's good.
She like thought he was really, really attractive when he was buying her the coffee, but then like when he sat down across from her at the table in the airport cafe, she was like, "Oh, he looks very worn and tired and such," and yes, and she's like, "This boy who I thought was around my age," it went something like that, and turns out that he must be a little bit older. And I was like, oh, okay. And then later on she says that, like, she estimates her age appearance on him. Yeah.
I see. And so, did you, like, get it from your ELA class?
Yeah.
It sounds like you read some good books in that class.
I know. How does that, like, happen?
I didn't get to read as good books when I was in...
I know, right? Our ELA teacher is like, here you go. This is, like, historical fiction that's, like, more historic than, like, I am. And that's pretty historic. And then you're just like, ah! And it's like, whoa, how does that even happen? I want to go to Hudson School now. Why do you read
No, you
good
don't. Our English teacher is so boring, and I hope she's not listening to this. But she is so boring. Like, we had to pick our own books. We could pick from the library, we could pick from the other classrooms, we could bring them in from home, but we had to pick them ourselves.
Oh, see? That's good.
Yeah, but she's really boring. No offense.
Well, our FNC teacher today explained for about 5 minutes that needles do in fact have holes in them. They really do.
They what?
You mean like needles. Sewing needles?
Yes, like sewing needles. Yes, sewing needles have holes in them. And pins have heads. That's true. She took like 20 minutes on it today. It was very interesting. Not really.
That's amazing.
Huh.
She was like, so children, needles like sewing needles do in fact have holes in them. That is true. And I was like, okay. And she was like, they do. So I don't want you to confuse needles and pins, okay? And we were like, okay. It was pretty interesting, yeah. Can I tell you something really cool that happened today?
Mm-hmm.
So I was walking and I found this pencil on the ground. I thought, okay, that's a nice pencil. So I picked it up and I brought it and I had my pencil. And I was just like, la, la, la. But I looked at it in the car. Its eraser was so pink. It was insane. It was like a pink Sharpie.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
And then it wasn't like a Staples pencil or a Ticonderoga pencil or anything. It was plain yellow, and it just said number 2. Nothing else. Just number 2. It was amazing. I was like, whoa, where did this magical pencil come from? It was so cool. It was really cool.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I think you've been
spending too much time with your teacher. Like, let me describe this pencil.
A really cool pencil.
But speaking of pencils, did you want to talk about the book that you're reading, or do you want to save it for next week?
Well,
because I know you're still in it.
I mean, I'm still in it. I've got like 75 pages to go. I don't know. Should I talk about it? Or do you have something, Emily? You can talk about your book.
Well, I was going to maybe read the first chapter of this book.
Wait, I have a question. You said speaking of pencils, and then you started talking about her book.
Because you write with some pencils.
Yeah, I bet the author first wrote
a pencil. Actually, they probably wrote it on the computer, but whatever. Whoever was making a computer probably used pencils for the design. So yeah, it all fits together.
Or they just really liked pencils.
Yeah.
Maybe they did their edits in pencil.
Yeah.
Although that's not the smartest.
No.
Probably.
So anyway. Do you want to read your thing,
Emily? Sure. Well, since we've had some scary books, there's a book coming out this Tuesday called The Fifth Wave by Rick Yancey, and I've heard nothing but good stuff about this book. And it's supposed to be scary. And it's about aliens.
Ooh.
But not like, I don't think they're like green bug-eyed aliens.
Are they like human-looking aliens?
I don't know yet because I haven't read it. But like there's a quote in the beginning of the book from Stephen Hawking. It says, "If aliens ever visit us, I think the outcome would be much as when Christopher Columbus first landed in America, which didn't turn out very well for the Native Americans." So that's a little heads up about what's to come. And then it starts with a prologue. It's called Intrusion, 1995. "There will be no awakening. The sleeping woman will feel nothing the next morning, only a vague sense of unease and the unshakable feeling that someone is watching her. Her anxiety will fade in less than a day and will soon be forgotten. The memory of the dream will linger a little longer. In her dream, a large owl perches outside the window, staring at her through the glass with huge white-rimmed eyes. She will not awaken. Neither will her husband beside her. The shadow falling over them will not disturb their sleep. And what the shadow has come for, the baby within the sleeping woman, will feel nothing. The intrusion breaks no skin, violates not a single cell of her or the baby's body. It is over in less than a minute. The shadow withdraws. Now it is only the man, the woman, the baby inside her, and the intruder inside the baby sleeping. The woman and man will awaken in the morning, the baby a few months later when he is born. The intruder inside him will sleep on and not wake for several years, when the unease of the child's mother and the memory of that dream have long since faded. 5 years later, at a visit to the zoo with her child, the woman will see an owl identical to the one in the dream. Seeing the owl is unsettling for reasons she cannot understand. She is not the first to dream of owls in the dark. She will not be the last." Dun, dun, dun.
My mom had a dream that she was talking to an owl in our garage, and it was at nighttime. So, yeah, creepy.
Ah!
So maybe she is seeing the intruder. Isn't that a good opening, though?
Yeah. Oh, my mom's listening, too.
It's so
sorry,
cool.
Sorry, Mom.
That's, like, really good, like, opening.
Yeah, I really like that.
So, yeah, that's The Fifth Wave by Rick Yancey. It's coming out tomorrow.
It pulls you in.
Great. Great, that's cool.
I'm so excited to read it.
So excited. On your Kindle?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, how exciting.
And then otherwise I'm rereading Persepolis.
Persepolis.
I've read it before, but I'm reading it again.
And did you really like it? Is that why you're reading it again?
I did. I'm reading it again because I'm in a graphic novels class and we're discussing the book this week. And it's hard to discuss a book that you haven't read in 10 years. So I've seen the movie since then, but it's not the same.
What's it about?
It is about a young woman and her experience and the stories she's heard as a child growing up in Iran during the Islamic Revolution of the 1979, 1980, early 80s. Wow. And there's a second book that goes into her young adulthood, but this book's focused on her childhood, the first one.
Well, then.
And it's a very good graphic novel, and the movie is also excellent.
Sounds excellent.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
And then I'm still reading Winger, which I talked about last week, which is about set at a boarding school, and the main character is a rugby player.
Yay,
he's
rugby!
He's a teenager. He's 14. He's a little young for his age.
On the same
age.
Or
for his grade, I mean.
Yeah.
First grade.
It's about his friendships and his crushes and rugby.
That by
In
book,
gym, last week, we learned how to play rugby.
By the 14-year... Well, that was written when the guy was 14 and he's now 16. That one is about a guy who plays football and his friendships and crushes and stuff. So they're matching, only they've got rugby and football. Oh my gosh. Rugby sounds
sports.
Fun. I want to play rugby.
Rugby is not as fun as you think.
Yes. My mom played rugby.
Really? I saw your mom walking the other day.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
She does that
also
a lot.
A sport.
That's so cool. So what do you do? Well, I'm an Olympic walker.
Walking
well,
you're
maybe
in
Olympics? Power walking.
I think there is Olympic speed walking. Am I making that up?
Are you serious?
I might be making it up. Weird. I also once thought there was Olympic log rolling. Not true.
I thought that too.
I lost a bet.
There isn't.
Well, if you know whether or not Olympic speed walking is a sport, you can email us and tell us at wearebroundbybooks.gmail.com.
At gmail.com.
Yeah.
wearebroundbybooks@gmail.com. And you can be like, hey, Olympic walking... speed walking is a sport, and we'll be like, wow, really? Or you can be like, hey, it's not a sport, sorry, and we'll be like, oh.
Aw, shucks.
So yeah, or if you could still email us too, even if you just have
you can email me
a
happy
comment
belated birthday.
Or book suggestion or anything, and you could visit our blog at wearebroundbybooks.wordpress.com and be like, hey people, and you could look at it and see past shows, archived, and more reviews and stuff like that.
We have a new review from Maddie coming up later this week.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so stay tuned. And while you're staying tuned to that, also stay tuned for the afternoon show.
Because they're great.
Yay. Peace out, Girl Scouts.
See you next week.
Or Boy Scouts.